This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. If you've ever gone downhill skiing, you've surely seen the detailed maps showing all the different runs, the chalet, the parking lots, and so on. The ones that look like they were hand-drawn and painted with a really fine brush. And they look usually really cool. Have you ever stopped to think about the work that goes into making something like that? Our next guest knows a thing or two, or 430, about that. He's created at least that many maps for ski resorts all over the world, even one here in Wisconsin. James Niehuis is a ski resort map artist based in Colorado. The author of the new coffee table book, The Man Behind the Maps, legendary ski artist James Niehuis, which came out this year. He was inducted into the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Hall of Fame for his map-making prowess this year as well. Jim, welcome to Central Time.
Well, it's good to be here.
How did you get started creating these ski resort maps?
I was looking for a job. I was working the streets in Denver as a freelance artist, and it was getting kind of tough. So I looked up Bill Brown, thinking he might have some extra work, and he's the previous trail map illustrator. And it turned out really good. I walked in looking for some work and really walked out with a career. He looked at my portfolio, liked what he saw, and he was wanting to move on to another passion that he had.
Walk us through the process of how you make one of these resort trail maps.
Well, whenever I first get a job, I'll go on Google Earth today. Didn't used to do that 30 years ago, but I'll get on Google Earth and review the resort with the different perspectives that I can find there. And then once I really know it, I'll give them a quote, and I'll the next step would be to get aerial photographs. So if the ski area is a small ski area, why, they'll send me aerial photographs that I will direct them into the necessary views that I want. And once I get them, then I'll go into a full-size sketch. It's a real detailed sketch, and I'll send that off for approval or alterations. And once I receive that back, that image is directly transferred onto the drawing board, and the painting starts.
It seems like one of the challenges here is you want something really practical that, you know, the skier can use to figure out where they want to ski, but you also want to have something that's really aesthetically appealing, as we find out when we look at your book and look at the art here. How do you balance those two things?
I put top priority on both. Always have. I've felt that the accuracy is of the utmost importance, of course, for the skier to understand where he is on the mountain, but also to understand where he is on the mountain. It's important to get all the deciduous and conifer trees in their correct position, show rocks and different things, and that all comes into the category of aesthetics and just the beauty of the piece. It's an interpretation. So the skiers out in the great outdoors enjoying time on the mountain, and so that's what I try to capture.
Talking to James Niehuis, he's a ski map artist based in Colorado. His new book is The Man Behind the Maps, legendary ski artist James Niehuis, that came out this year. As you're making all these maps for so many years, did you ever think of them being collected as they are now in a book of art, basically?
Oh, yes. During the mid-1990s, I realized I'd done quite a few, and that perhaps perhaps someday maybe they could be put in a book. I always thought it'd make a great coffee table book and have interest all across the states with the ski areas. And so I had written it into my contract that I would have the book rights, and since that day, my contracts have changed, and I own the rights to them. So there are a few ski areas that I've done in the early 1990s that are not in the book, just because I couldn't get the rights to put it in. Couldn't get their approvals.
You are there in Colorado. That's where you're based. You got a lot of skiing there. We don't have that much skiing in Wisconsin, but we do have some. And people who have skied at Devil's Head Resort north of Merrimack have seen your work in action. Do you remember anything about your one big job here in Wisconsin?
Well, that's the only job that I've, the only trail map that I've painted in Wisconsin. But Devil's Head was a very interesting one. It is probably interesting because there's a challenge in just the amount of deciduous trees there are, and the challenge is to make them interesting and put some color variation in them and get the feel of the area. So I worked from aerial photographs that they supplied. I did not visit Devil's Head. And that's fairly typical with medium to smaller ski area.
Now, have you been a skier yourself over the years?
I kind of learned on the job. When I first got into trail map making, I really could not ski very well at all. And so I became an intermediate after a few years and did enjoy the slopes for many years. But I still ski with fear on those steep slopes. and by steep, it's not really steep, but for me it certainly is.
You're still more advanced than I am. Now, your career, as you say, has been in ski trail maps. You're an artist in general. Do you still do other kinds of art just for fun outside of the trail maps?
I grew up in Colorado, so I've done a lot of hiking as a kid and hunting in the mountains, and so I really admired and painted the mountains whenever I was very small, and so I do oils today, and I have probably I have thousands of photographs on my computer that I want to get to someday and paint.
Well, I hope you can get out to Wisconsin sometime and paint some of our nature, though I can't promise you a lucrative career as a ski map artist here in this state.
Well, it's true, but I really enjoy the small areas too. You know, I've done some very small ski areas, and I try to price it so that it's not out of the question for them, and I enjoy doing them.
Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Rob, because I've enjoyed this too.
James Niehues is a ski resort map artist based in Colorado, author of the coffee table book, The Man Behind the Maps. Legendary ski artist James Niehues came out this year. We talked with him about how he creates these maps, including the one for Devil's Head Resort north of Madison. You can see some of his work at his website, James Niehues, that's niehues.com. Coming up, we'll talk about how you and your family can avoid getting scammed out of a gift card this holiday season. That's coming up on Central Time.